Hey, good morning. It's 8:19. We've got clouds, 68 degrees. Thursday talk around gets going here. Two of my favorite people in, Tom Schmaltz, Kathy Dickman from Jenga Bazoo. This is the Morning Zoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Hey, I got to back up. Hats off to your trainer down there, Lacey and Tal, performing with the New York Camel Music. They were at the zoo on Saturday.
Yes.
First chance I've ever had to watch them in action. They were phenomenal. And then Tal got into the act, too. He played like almost half the concert.
He played really well.
Mm-hmm. And he did, yeah.
He played really well. And, you know, we have a wonderful team of keepers and trainers. And Lacey's one of those trainers. Mm-hmm. And she's been there the second longest next to 80. 80 has been doing the concerts for the 7 years prior to this with the music, camera musicer, fabulous musicians.
Wow.
And good friends.
From all over the world.
All over the world. World renowned.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, like once again, because I told them, you know, a few years ago, we got on World News with this concert. And she said, you're always in World News. She said, we'll go over to Europe and play. And people are asking about him, about Tal, you know.
Sure.
But back to Lacey, she was her first time. And she's trains with him, you know, daily and everything. And so she's very, you know, confident in that. And then, of course, it's the concert, concert day.
Yeah.
And the first thing Tal does, as you know, he takes the recorder apart. He bites off the end.
He was having fun.
He was so entertained by everybody being there. And then, of course, she got it back, and then he played music with them. And as Alana Peterson from the ensemble, she said she would narrate in between of what we're going to play. At the end, she said, we have it down. He loves Peggy Lee.
Yes,
and
he
everybody
does.
Was
he
clipping
had a thing
their
for
fingers,
Peggy Lee. Yeah.
And the audience was involved. I had the best time. I just thought it was really good, and every time Tal plays even a little, I feel relieved. Now anything can happen, and I'm cool. As long as he plays.
Yeah, and a good crowd down there to
crowd.
Witness all this. Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of our visitation are tourists, of course, and because we draw to the zoo from all over. And it was nice to see, you know, a lot of locals down there with their lawn chairs and coming in and as a do-not-miss Tal concert.
Yeah, so note to you, to all of you, get that on your calendar for next summer, because I'm assuming they'll be back
to do a concert
with Tal.
Yes, it was so fun.
Let's move ahead and talk about this big thing you got coming up this weekend down there at the Petting Zoo.
Petting Zoo Day.
Which is such a staple at the zoo and such a favorite with all the kids and with Tom.
And with Tom Schmaltz. He's in the studio.
He is, but he's not saying much today. The coffee must be a little bad. I mean, what's going on over there, Schmaltz?
This is my life. She talks, I listen.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I've known you to light up.
How many people
occasion,
are spitting out their coffee right now? No, I'm better.
Yeah, exactly.
We're excited because Petting Zoo was started many years ago by Bud Oliver and then Jim Oliver, Ben Oliver. Through the generations, Grandpa's Petting Zoo has been the place in the heart of the zoo where people can feed the animals. You don't touch a tiger, but you can go out there and pet an alpaca or a donkey. And we've got some really fun stuff, and Tom's lined up some pretty fun games.
What have you got? What kind of games you got going on, Tom?
So we got bouncy house, got a climbing wall coming in. There'll be Jenga, Connect Four. There'll be a combination of different games out there. And then just the ability, there's baby chicks they'll get to pet.
Photo op.
Yeah, good photo ops.
And Kathy's getting pumpkins. I don't know where.
Yeah, we had a pumpkin debate going on here.
Well, we have a pumpkin patch at the zoo.
Yes, you do,
it's
which
new,
is awesome.
And,
yeah,
and so, of course, they're not near ready. They're not, you know, there's leaves so far.
Right.
But I wanted it to be enhanced for the beautiful Petting Zoo.
So you put Tom on the scavenger hunt to go find
pumpkins. Anybody that's got extra pumpkins, they need like 8 of them and will be perfect because ours don't have it because they magically don't appear.
Well, what color are they before they're orange? They're green, right?
They're green.
Okay.
Anyway, it'll be fun.
Probably a lot of green pumpkins out there in August.
And we didn't plant it for Petting Zoo Day. It's, you know, for the fall and the zoo boo and just enhance that area of green.
Right.
So we don't need to have pumpkins. I just thought, how fun would that be? It's called Petting Zoo Back to School.
So you got one of those thoughts in your head.
Got
and it's like, okay, Tom, go get on it.
And speaking of back to school petting zoo, we have pencils with the zoo name on it. So come get your pencil in the petting zoo, and there'll be some other drawings and things like that as the day goes on. So 10 to 2 with the games. And then we'll have, of course, petting zoo will be there all day and all weekend and every day.
And you'll have some good weather for it, too.
I'm glad about
that. It's supposed to kind of cool down a little bit this weekend.
That,
let's hope.
Yeah.
So bring the kids. Make your plans to bring the kids to petting zoo. It's a back to school kind of thing.
Yeah, it is back to school.
So
but
before they head back.
Reminding people we have a lot of season left.
Oh, man, yeah.
Just because school starts doesn't mean you should stop coming. In fact, this is probably when the nice weather is going to finally show up from the summer.
Well, and a lot of people, too, because you were telling me this, you've got a lot of regulars that will just show up like late August and into September.
Love that.
Just kind of walk the zoo, too.
Yeah, and that's just, it's so much fun.
So how is everybody doing down there, by the way, as far as your residents? Kids were loving the Tigers last weekend. The otter exhibit continues to be a crowd favorite.
Well, you know, especially now, because we've got an artist standing by.
That's true. That's
will you
true.
Be there Saturday?
I won't. I've got to be out doing music this weekend.
Yes.
Friday and Saturday.
Multi-talented tasking.
Let's move beyond that. But yeah, I'll be down there for sure next Saturday.
And I think the fun part for us when you start a canvas is to, because we don't know what angle you're gonna go at or what colors you're gonna do. And as soon as that otter became visible on that canvas, just love to see.
But
that,
it's like a base coat or what they call a value coat, just putting just the basic colors on. I had this one little girl come up last week, and she said, "I think it looks done."
Now that's
I think it
great.
Looks done, you know, and it's like, no, this is far from it. Because she came up and asked, as a lot of kids are, like, "How long is this gonna take you?" And I said, "Well, I'll be down here every Saturday, you know, next Saturday through the middle of September. Every Saturday from like 1 to 5 down there." And I said, "It should take me. I should be pretty well done by then." She goes, "I think it looks done now."
Well, that's a compliment.
And she turned around and walked away like I told him.
Yeah.
But, man, good crowd down there for Saturday's show, too.
Yeah, I'm going to start priming the kids to have them ask Bill otter questions. So you better brush up on your facts.
Well, I got a lot of facts on otters, let me tell you. I could go on for hours. I could write a book on that. You know, otters and bears, you know. So thank you for that lead-in, Tom Schmaltz. And
you are welcome.
Putting the pressure on me now. So, yeah, come up and ask me questions, and I'll go ask
you
Kathy.
Know what I hear a lot is, from kids especially, how long did this take you? And so it's hard for you to know when you go back to other paintings in the meantime, like in the snow leopards.
Right.
Which is great. So,
and I'm cooking something up for Wild Game Show, too.
Because
I cooked something up last year and didn't tell you until the night of. Schmaltz got emotional. I was very happy about that.
That painting can be seen on the wall of the Nature Center with our rehab, featuring our rehabilitation program with birds. And you actually honored Bruce Fingerson and Tom Schmaltz.
Yeah.
For the work they do.
And I love it because I was thinking of this last Saturday. You just think it's the zoo, but there's music. Always, you incorporate that so well. I mean, you just do so much to incorporate the arts into that, which makes it, gives it even more of a, like, magical flavor.
Arts and nature go so well together, and we've done that for years. If you look closely on some of the older habitat fronts, you'll see poetry.
Right.
Starting with the tigers. Check that out.
I was just, I was amazed watching Tal, too, and explain this, because you did a great job of outlining this, why this happens and why with the Kama Music or they come down there and play and the plight of the orangutan. Touch on that a little.
So the plight of the orangutan is something that this just lends us another platform to talk about that, what's happening in the wild. And we all know that there's deforestation and poaching, and we highlight it several times a year, but in daily too on our pathways with our education talks. But what's happening is there's so much deforestation. And the other plight is that the orangutan mothers are being killed and babies are being sold on the black market. Mm. And not just orangutans, but orangutans are kind of the poster child for that. And Tal has actually been our poster child. I don't want to call it that because some people out there will go, "He's not a child. He's not, you know," don't compare him to that. But he actually is a symbol of that at Shahinkapa and throughout. And he's pretty well known through a lot of a lot of states.
Well, the
and
kids
countries.
Definitely connect with him, and vice versa. He loves showing off.
Absolutely. So that's a good platform to do that. But with the music, I wrote a column, as you know, I write a column with the Daily News, and it got on the Associated Press, which this fine newspaper of ours gets picked up a lot throughout the country, different stories. And somebody in New York called me and said, well, that was such an interesting piece, and it happened to be Alana. And she said, you mentioned he seems to like classical music. And I said, yes, and he at least reacts to it. And she said, can we send our CDs of our music? And I, of course, yes. And so we used them in the animal enclosures to mask the thunderstorms, the construction.
Right. Yeah.
That's how the music thing started, as an enrichment, but also for, let's, you know, we have a thunderstorm today, or the fireworks are coming to town, things like that. So masking a little bit of that. And then trying to get him in when he's in his training program, and he started to blow through a straw. We wanted him to suck, and he blew bubbles and stuff. So we thought, well, look at him, give him some bubbles. He'll have fun with it. It'll be more of an enrichment thing.
Sure.
And then thought, well, why not the recorder? That fifth grade plastic recorder. And so he
loves that.
He seems to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and he claps after. You notice he claps. They don't even have to act. The trainers don't even have to say, you know,
clap.
He claps after he likes something in a song they're playing,
and he'll play. He'll applaud,
especially the bassoons. He loves that, so he'll clap with that and different things.
You mentioned something about DNA and the DNA that he shares with us.
97% of that, their intelligence, is that high. 97%. The only primate more closely related would be the chimpanzee and the bonobos. But yeah, this beautiful, beautiful species. Orangutan, a gentle species, the orangutan, so closely related to us. So we can tell a little bit more. I mean, you don't want to go, you know, put your anthropomorphic views on, oh, that cat really likes this, or that zebra really likes this.
Sure.
We work with them so closely, we can say those things.
Mm-hmm.
But especially for a species, I was going to say animal, I have a hard time calling it
an
animal.
I know you do.
So closely related that we can tell his likes and dislikes, and because we work with him so much and with all of our animals. But yeah, we can tell what they seem to like, or at least what we react to positively.
Yeah.
And so that's our platform for that. And coming up in September is our time. We'll put up our little store in our nature center where people can come down, learn how, and get the code on your phone, the app, that you can scan products in the grocery store to say orangutan friendly or not. And we're talking mostly about the palm oil.
I love that.
And luckily, I'm happy to say it's going the right direction, because every time we buy the products for this scan, and not so friendly, very friendly, you know, what products, what companies are using the sustainable palm oil versus crisis palm oil from the rainforest. And every year we do that, it's more difficult to find the crisis stuff in some of the products we used to find it in. So people are listening.
It is going in the right direction.
So,
I love
so
that. Yes, back to school petting zoo.
Can we say one thing about Tal?
Sure.
Most questions I get asked is, how come he's not in with females or other orangs?
Mm-hmm.
Male orangs are always by themselves. They're loners. They will come in and breed and leave. So there's no other animals around them. They're not like gorillas where they hang out in family, or chimps. They are solitary. So it is not something that we could put him with another orang at this age. Would not work.
It'd be like throwing somebody in as a mate without you swiping right.
I love that.
It's unkind.
Yeah.
And not even safe for either one. He's 39 years old. You know, had he been growing up with an exhibit mate, it would have been different too. But Tom is actually 100% accurate on that. And so we get that question a lot. I feel sorry for him. He's alone. And even though that they would naturally be alone in the wild, he still gets three times the enrichment. Any animal, a single animal down there gets three times the enrichment. It's our cougar, you know, lost her sister.
Right.
So she's getting even more enrichment because of that. So
incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, good stuff on Tal. Now we're all caught up on
that. We're all caught up on him.
He's a redhead and he's a loner. I mean, I can't even imagine.
And you hear the comments from Alana narrating was, He loved the Irish tunes. And yes. Of course, I look over in the crowd at my favorite redhead right here.
Yeah. I was loving that. Yeah, a lot of great Irish music and just a fun weekend down there. Petting Zoo, back to school Petting Zoo.
Yep.
This Saturday. And what are the hours again?
10 to 2 on that, but the zoo's open until 6 p.m.
All right. Stop on down. That's the Morning Zoo edition here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones.